Blood Doll Anthology, Samael, as read by Soleil Golden. Jess didn't know what to make of the elderly gentleman who entered her gas station at 3 a.m. He was balding, but his haircut was immaculate, as was his black suit and white shirt, fine enough to not need a tie. He seemed eager to show off his money to someone. Not her. She only worked here, and working, in quotes, only took half her time. "Excuse me," the elderly gentleman said as he entered. $100 for pump 4, please." He set down a $100 bill in front of her. She simply shook her head.
"We don't accept anything over a 20," she said. "Store policy."
"Oh," the gentleman said. He was about to depart when he noticed the paperback she had been reading.
"I say, is that Hawthorne?"
"The Scarlet Letter," Jess said. "It's pretty good."
"It's fascinating how surreal it is," the gentleman said. "Of course, Hawthorne would have no idea what surreal meant, but I'd like to think he had an inkling of magical realism before the movement took off."
"I don't know," Jess said. "It's kind of slow."
"Compared with books today, yes," the gentleman said. "But it's what I like. Careful, deliberate, well revised. What do you like about it?"
"I like Hester," Jess said. "I can relate. She gets screwed over so bad, but at least she's got space for herself and her daughter."
"Do you need space?" the gentleman said. "Is this station as overwhelming and constrictive for you as it is for me?"
"It's fine," Jess said. "I guess. Are you from management or something?"
"I assure you I am not," the gentleman said. "Not from your company, at least. I am familiar with working at a shop, though. My father ran a shop like this in many ways, cramped with baubles and cheap foods for the workers. I spent many an hour behind the counter, like you, and I remember the feast of famine of my time. Either no one in line or line out the door, working as fast as possible. At least that ghastly machine makes most of the decisions for you regarding price. I would mischarge for people's orders all the time. It wasn't pleasant, but I did have the luxury of undercharging friends who I knew would undercharge me and my family at their own businesses."
"What store did you work for?" Jess said.
"You wouldn't have heard of it," the gentleman said. "Anyhow, I must have my gasoline. Here are 5 20s. I hope they can cover the minimum price for the pump's use."
Jess accepted the 20s and activated the pump. The gentleman bowed to her and walked out. Jess watched his driver fill the car with $70 worth of gas, and then, to her surprise, the car drove off without its change. Jess rang up the transaction, checking the bills that had been left behind. To her horror, she noticed they had become hundreds. Perhaps they always were. Perhaps the gentleman had had nothing smaller, and so had given her 500s, and somehow... Jess didn't know what to think of the elderly gentleman then.